Please rise in body or in spirit for the reading of the scripture. Today's scripture is from the book of Psalm, chapter 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and let me go in a broad place. With the Lord on my side, I do not fear. What can mortals do to me? It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in mortals. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They blazed like a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was punished so hard that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of the righteous, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. Let the stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Bless us is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festal possession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. The inspired word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Gracie. That was a long one. Will you pray with me? Almighty Lord, your steadfast love endures forever. Your steadfast love surrounds us in all that we are and all that we do. Lord Jesus, I ask that steadfast love to guide me today as I preach, and that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts together will be acceptable in your sight. We praise you, Lord, our Redeemer, our Savior. Amen. It's the Sunday after Easter, in case you didn't know. And we should still be celebrating, right? Shouldn't we still be celebrating? Yes. Jesus died for you and me. We should still be celebrating. Jesus died for all of us sinners. We should still be celebrating because we have eternal life in Jesus Christ. Jesus rose from the dead, and we should be celebrating. This psalm is sometimes a psalm on Easter, often in the lectionary, a psalm after Easter, and it is our reminder to praise God for Jesus' sacrifice and for all the blessings that God has gifted to each one of us. Scripture says in there, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever." Scripture goes on to say, "Let Israel say, God's steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, God's steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, God's steadfast love endures forever." I hope you're picking up on the theme here. God's steadfast love endures forever. We could go on to say that let the people of Tipton say, God's steadfast love endures forever. We could say, let the children say, God's steadfast love endures forever. Let the people of Cedar County say, God's steadfast love endure forever. Let the hurting, let the hungry, let the downtrodden say, God's steadfast love endures forever. We, as followers of Christ, should say what? Okay, how long?
Forever.
Right? That was a great visual, Brian. Thank you. God's steadfast love endures forever. And we should say it often to one another. We should say it often to those whom we encounter in our lives. But this psalm, like many of the psalms, is not just about God's steadfast love enduring forever. There's some, most of the psalms go into a place of hardship, a place of darkness. And this psalm also goes into a place of rejection. In verse 22, it says, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." And then it goes on to say, "This is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes." So the stone that was rejected became the cornerstone. If we think back to, if we go ahead to Jesus' life, this is Old Testament stuff. If we go to Jesus' life, we know of that passage. We know that Jesus was the one that was rejected, the Savior whose resurrection we celebrated on Easter was the cornerstone rejected by the builders, the one rejected by the people that led him to his crucifixion. Jesus experienced much rejection in his ministry. He faced rejection from his own family members. Not even his brothers believed in him, says John 7:5. Jesus' own family did not recognize him as the Messiah. Jesus faced rejection from his community. Jesus returned to the town of Nazareth, his hometown, and his neighbors took offense on him, says Matthew 13. And it goes on to say, he was without honor in his hometown. Scripture even says that Jesus did not do any mighty works there because they didn't believe, rejected by his community. Jesus faced rejection from people who once claimed to love him. You remember the story of Judas, right? Judas claimed to love him. Judas is the one who rejected him, betrayed him, sent him up. Rejection was hard for Jesus, and yet Jesus still went through with God's plan to be the sacrifice, to be the Messiah. I imagine every human being that's ever walked on this earth has probably at one time or another felt and experienced the pain of rejection. And whether it's a child that didn't make a team or a choir or a teen who has a broken heart, maybe it's rejection as an adult looked over for a promotion or rejected by our peers, maybe rejected by a family member, rejected by a spouse. We have that. Rejection hurts deeply. You can be sure that Jesus understands the emotions that we feel when we are rejected, the hurt and the sadness and the heartbreak that accompany rejection. You and I need to learn from Jesus how to deal with painful reality of rejection and how to let God help us be stronger as a result of being a part of rejection. What can we do with rejection? How can we handle it? As followers of Christ, we have something the general population does not. We have God's promises that we can lean on in this world when our work and our family and our community and our lives reject us. As the psalm says, God's steadfast love endures forever. And it's what we can trust when things get rough, when work responsibilities, when coworkers, supervisors make things hard for us, when relationships that we have are strained, when our health is failing, when we are grief-stricken. My friends, what do you put your trust in each day? Do you trust that your car will start every day when you need to get to work? Do you trust that your friends will be there for you when you need them? Do you trust that your job will be intact when you go to work every day? Do you trust that you'll get a steady paycheck? Do you trust that your spouse will live a good long life? Do you trust that your parent will always be there for you? That your children will never disappoint you? Of those, what can we really trust? Ultimately, it's futile to trust any of those things, any of them, because ultimately, we can trust nothing more than we can trust God. Psalm 118 is a reminder that God is the one we can always count on. God's steadfast love endures, not just when it's convenient, but forever. I've been able to get from day to day because of God's abiding presence in my life. God is right now often the only thing that I can count on, the only thing I can place my trust. It's a humbling experience to lose a husband. It's a humbling experience to be moved to a new church by the bishop. It's a humbling experience to serve, hoping that your gifts will be appreciated. It's a humbling experience to know that salvation belongs to God, that my ministry belongs to God. It's a humbling experience knowing that by God's grace I'm able to preach, and by God's grace you are able to hear or not. So regardless of where I serve, I will always trust that God's steadfast love endures forever. Amen.